The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 65, Christ's Singing. Christ, a Victor over Temptation, as a Child. When Christ was a child, like these children here, he was tempted to sin, but he did not yield to temptation. As he grew older, he was tempted, but the songs his mother had taught him to sing came into his mind, and he would lift his voice in praise. And before his companions were aware of it, they would be singing with him. God wants us to use every facility which heaven has provided for resisting the enemy. Songs of Faith and Holy Cheer. With a song, Jesus in his earthly life met temptation. Often, when sharp, stinging words were spoken, often when the atmosphere about him was heavy with gloom, with dissatisfaction, distrust, or oppressive fear, was heard his song of faith and holy cheer. Communion with heaven through song. Christ descended to poverty that he might teach how closely in our daily life we may walk with God. He took human nature that he might be able to sympathize with all hearts. He was capable of sympathizing with all. He could engage in toil, bear his part in sustaining the family in their necessity, become accustomed to weariness, and yet show no impatience. His spirit was never so full of worldly cares as to leave no time nor thought for heavenly things. He often held communion with heaven in song. The men of Nazareth often heard his voice raised in prayer and thanksgiving to God, and those who associated with him, who often complained of their weariness, were cheered by the sweet melody that fell from his lips. At the start of the day, the early morning often found him in some secluded place, meditating, searching the scriptures, or in prayer. With the voice of singing, he welcomed the morning light. With songs of thanksgiving, he cheered his hours of labor and brought heaven's gladness to the toil-worn and disheartened. As incense, the fragrance of singing. Often he expressed the gladness of his heart by singing psalms and heavenly songs. Often the dwellers in Nazareth heard his voice raised in praise and thanksgiving to God. He held communion with heaven in song. And as his companions complained of weariness from labor, they were cheered by the sweet melody from his lips. His praise seemed to banish the evil angels and, like incense, fill the place with fragrance. The minds of his hearers were carried away from their earthly exile to the heavenly home.